Why did the state want to build a reef in Cape Waters?
We were approached by some recreational fishermen in Harwich. They had been fishing successfully at a nearby reef in Yarmouth and were hoping that the state could look into potentially creating something in a closer proximity to Sacotucket Harbor.
It's going to be made out of construction debris, and it's fairly large in area, correct?
The permitted site itself is 9.8 acres, and the amount of material that's going to be placed on the bottom is approximately 1.1 acres worth of material. The idea is to create piles.
Is there any kind of concerns about chemicals or anything toxic leaching into the environment?
The Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission and the Gulf States Marine Fisheries Commission publish a materials guidelines, and the materials that are selected to be placed on the reef site must meet the criteria outlined in that document. So the high school material itself was identified as a potential option even before the high school was torn down. They used those guidelines to cherry pick the material at the high school and they set it aside for the reef.
So it's not like you're going to be throwing things down there that have like insulation with asbestos or anything like that.
It's concrete itself and it's not even painted.
How long does it take for a reef like that to start attracting the fish that fishermen want to see?
We expect to see structure-oriented fish like black sea bass occupying the site as early as this spring.
Is there any concern, though, that throwing material in an area that has been featureless is going to disturb organisms that are already there?
There was a concern, and our approach was to leave the majority of the bottom within that site undisturbed.
Does the state want to build more of them?
We don't have a full-time artificial reef program in the state, so reef development is sort of opportunistic. We have a lot of area along our coast that has rocky shorelines and in rocky habitats and cobble habitats. So there's not as much of a demand. A few years ago, we had instituted a recreational fishing license fee. So we have funds coming in every year. A third of that money needs to be spent on public access.
Do you ever use artificial reefs to restore an area that's been impacted by human development?
As a fisheries agency, we're always trying to, we have created reefs in the past to mitigate for other environmental damage occurring as a result of things like putting a pipeline in place off the coast.
Well, thanks so much, biologist Mark Russo, for talking to us about the new Harwich Reef Project.
Okay.